Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. That portion of God's Word that we read and consider today, the Holy Ghost has caused to be recorded in St. John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15, where we read as follows, in Jesus' name. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed him, because they saw his signs which he performed on those who were diseased. And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?" Then Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to the disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost." Therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which were left over by those who had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world." Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. This is the gospel of the Lord. God chooses the sign, and God decides what the sign signifies. The sign is joined to his word. He promises something. He gives a sign to signify the promise. Consider the rainbow. He puts the rainbow in the sky as a sign that signifies that God will never again destroy the world by a flood, as he did in the times of Noah. Or consider the serpent up on a pole. God commanded that Moses to put a serpent up on a pole when those who had complained against God were suffering from snake bites and were dying. They would look at the serpent on the pole and live. And then Jesus in John chapter 3 interpreted this sign of the serpent up on a pole to signify his crucifixion, that he would be lifted up on a cross, and whoever believed in him would not perish but have eternal life. And the feeding of the 5,000 was also a sign. It signified that Jesus is the creator of heaven and earth, and it signified that Jesus is the bread of life, who provides his flesh and blood for the life of the world. Just as Jesus provides food to feed the body, Jesus is the food that feeds the soul. The bread that we take into our bodies sustains our physical lives. We pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," and God gives us this day our daily bread. We take for granted that our Father in heaven will provide us with daily bread. In fact, we would think it odd were he not to do so, because that's what he's been doing for quite some time now. We don't deserve our daily bread. We don't deserve the many blessings God showers upon us. He does so purely out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy. And when Jesus personally created enough bread out of 5 loaves to feed 5,000 men, he showed us that he and the Father work together to provide the same thing. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are not 3 separate gods. They are one God. We do not confuse this person with that person, but neither do we divide God into 3 gods. There is only one God, and we confess the unity in Trinity and the Trinity in unity. Jesus is God, equal to the Father as touching his deity. Make no mistake about it, the man who was tired from his exhausting schedule and sought a place of rest only to be hounded by people who wanted more and more of what he alone among men could give them, was not just a man, he was also God. As we confess in the Creed, he was begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. His signs signified just that. We call them miracles. The Bible calls them signs, because they signify a truth beyond themselves. The feeding of the 5,000 signifies the truth that Jesus is God. Feeding 5,000 people is nothing unusual for God. He feeds billions of people every day. But the sign signifies something even greater. It signifies that the God of all creation, who rules over the sun, the moon, and the stars, who keeps the seasons in order and causes the world to rotate on its axis as it makes its journey around the sun, is a man, our dear brother and our Redeemer. Jesus did what only God could do. Such are his signs. They signify his deity. Only the Creator can create. That's not so hard to grasp. We need food, clothing, house, and home. We need decent jobs with decent pay. We need a sound economy where prices of life's necessities don't skyrocket and leave us destitute. We need good medical care when we're sick and facing life-threatening diseases. Jesus showed his ability to provide all bodily needs. He performed signs on those who were diseased by taking away their diseases. He fed 5,000 people with 5 small barley loaves of bread and 2 small fish. He signified by these signs that he could and would provide us with all our bodily needs. But notice what happened. After Jesus showed by his signs his divine lordship over creation, the people wanted to force him into being their king. They understood correctly that Jesus was the prophet predicted by Moses. They reasoned from the signs he performed to his identity, according to biblical prophecy. But that's not enough. It's not enough to know Jesus as the promised prophet. It's not enough to know Jesus as the promised Christ. It is essential that we know who he is, true God begotten of the Father from eternity and true man born of the Virgin Mary. We must know this. This is what his signs signify. This is what we confess. And it's necessary. Anyone who doesn't confess that Jesus is true God and true man, as his signs signify, is no Christian. But that's not enough. It is not enough that God became a man. It is not enough that he revealed his glory. It is not enough that he healed those suffering from demon possession, diseases, and various maladies of the body. It is not enough that he walked on water, stilled the storm, fed the 5,000, and showed by his miraculous signs that he was Lord God of Israel become flesh. More was needed of him. But the crowd didn't understand that. They wanted to make Jesus their king. They would do so by force if necessary, though it's rather ridiculous for mere men to think they can force God into doing anything at all. Well, they figured it was up to them to interpret the signs. They knew what they needed. They knew what the signs signified. Jesus should be our king to provide us with the necessities of life. So choose Jesus and become healthy and wealthy and wise. Make Jesus your king and prosper. Make better friends, do better in business and school, and find your own little world, a bowl of cherries set before you to enjoy. See the signs. He has the power. He wants to help. He has the skill and the will to do for you what you need done. So make Jesus the Lord of your life and watch your life improve. And what does Jesus say? Later on in this same chapter of St. John's Gospel, Jesus says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. Jesus interprets his own signs. This we must understand. His feeding of the 5,000 did indeed signify that he's true God and that he provides for all our bodily needs. But more important than that he provides for all our bodily needs is that he gives us real life, spiritual life, eternal life. Jesus must be the one to interpret his own signs. He reminds us of the manna that God rained from heaven and points out that everyone who ate of that food died. Those who eat of the bread of life do not die. What does this mean? It means that those who trust in his flesh and blood, offered up to God on the altar of the cross, do not die. Jesus speaks of faith as eating and drinking. Faith hungers for what God gives. Faith doesn't decide for God what God should do. Faith desires what God wants to provide, what God wants to provide for you and your family and your neighbors and the whole world. Is the flesh and blood of his Son. Eating the bread of life is living on the Word of God. We don't fashion Jesus according to our wants. God knows what we want. He knows what we need. He knows what brings true contentment. Faith learns to subordinate our bodily needs to our spiritual needs. We treasure the Word of God and his holy sacraments as greater and more beneficial gifts than the food we eat, the clothes we wear, the cars we drive, and the houses in which we live. We gather together to hear God's Word, to eat and to drink Christ's body and blood, to confess together the same saving faith. And that's more important than whatever we think we need to do to pay our bills or solve whatever problem may be vexing us. Jesus is the bread of life. We feel our needs. We tell them to God. God knows them better than we do. He answers every prayer we pray. He speaks and he instructs and he explains to us what the signs signify. We take in his instruction as manna from heaven, which if we eat of it, we will never die. The signs signify our need. We need washing because we've soiled ourselves. Baptism provides it. It provides it not only on the day that we're baptized, but throughout our lives. The absolution that the pastor pronounces on you places you right back at the font. You never need to be rebaptized. The sign signifies God's faithfulness even when you, on your part, are unfaithful. And when you are, you repent of your sins and reclaim what God did for you when he gave you the new birth of water and the Spirit. The signs signify our need. We need the body of Christ given up for us on the cross. We need that body to bear our sins, or we will have to bear them ourselves. We need that blood shed, because without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness, and only the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, can take away our sin. So we eat and we drink the body and the blood of Jesus. God gives us more than signs, for the signs, by the almighty power of God in his Word, become what they signify. Bread is Christ's body. Wine is Christ's blood. God governs the signs and saves us through them. We listen to him and adopt his values. That's what faith is. It is adopting God's values. Jesus likens faith to eating and drinking to teach us that in spiritual matters, we are what we eat. Whatever God says, we take in like sponges. He decides what we need the most in life. We need the living bread that comes down from heaven and gives his life for the world. We need his word and sacraments. He chooses to come to us graciously in these means of grace, imputing to us his righteousness, receiving us into his kingdom of grace. Receiving him who is our greatest good, we also receive the daily bread we need. He who by a miraculous sign fed the 5,000 sees to it. And we thank you for being with us today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. We'd like to invite you to attend the services of First Confessional Lutheran Parish this week, Tuesday night at 7, Vespers at Grace in Crookston, Wednesday night at 7, Vespers at First American in Mayville, Sunday morning services, 8 o'clock in Mayville, 10:15 in Fertile, and 11:45 in Crookston. Tune in next Sunday for the next broadcast.